From All Things Considered, this is All Things from NPR News. This is All Things
Considered.
We
know what you mean, Madeline.
I'm considering everything. I'm Madeline Brown.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Back in the 1990s, Arthur Phillips was a five-time champion on Jeopardy. Like most champions, he was finally defeated, so it's a good thing that Phillips had a backup career as a novelist. His latest book is called The Song Is You, and our reviewer Alan Chews puts it in the category of Great American iPod Novel.
The main character, TV commercial director Julian Donahue, is grieving from the loss of his two-year-old son and the end of his marriage. He stops off one night in a Brooklyn bar and catches a glimpse of Kate O'Dwyer, a young Irish singer, which sets off one of the great obsessions in contemporary American literature. As Kate moves along in the early stages of finding herself a public success, Julian courts her, using all available contemporary technologies, from answering machine to cell phone to email, and of course his beloved iPod, that greatest of all human inventions, as he calls it. He never meets her face to face. He even enters her apartment and cooks her a meal without meeting her. And that's weird. So though all this may sound like an inside-out version of the traditional Hollywood meet-cute, Arthur Phillips is one serious, subtle writer. He deals quietly with big themes, such as illusion versus reality, offering wonderfully satirical moments on making commercials, playing Jeopardy, and some piercing, painful moments on what it's like to age in youth culture. He also writes extraordinarily well about grief and music. Julian especially loved, Phillips writes, how Kate handled the songs originally sung by men, as if she were singing what a man had once sung to her, and now she was only recalling it. By the end of this book, Phillips makes a reader feel as though he's doing much more than merely recalling this story. He reveals Julian to us in all his humane nakedness.
The novel is The Song Is You by Arthur Phillips. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.